Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Nun Ches, the mitzvah 458, the isser of leaving one's hatred for a mesis. What does that mean? As we started to discuss yesterday, there are six mitzvahs here discussing the concept of mesis, somebody who tries to get another Jew to do avodah zarah. So yesterday we discussed the isser of Shelo le'ehov amesis, one is not allowed to love amesis. Even though there's a mitzvah of v'ahavta le'echa kamocha, if somebody tries to get another Jew to do avodah zarah, so there's an isser to love that Jew. Number one. Number two, shelo la'azov hasinam en amesis, the hatred that we have to have within ourselves for everything that the mesis stands for, we are not allowed to let that go. We are not allowed to just try to push that aside. We have to let it be front and center, and therefore we won't let the mesis have any footing in this world. Says the pasuk. Let's read the pasuk again. Again, this is based on five different phrases in the same pasuk. If somebody tries to be mesis, to seduce you to do avodah zarah, ne'elchav and avdeh lohim achirim, ashal yadat atav avosecha, from any of the other gods, as we spoke about, lo sovelo, you shall not desire or be beloved or have him beloved to you. That was the first phrase. Velo sishma elav, you shall not listen to him. That's the phrase that we're darshaning today. Velo sishma elav, we say, is a separate mitzvah. Rashi says velo sishma elav means pehischanino al nafsholim cholo, when he pleads for himself that you should forgive him. Lefisha ne'amar azov ta'azovimo, even though it says by others you shall help them. By every Jew, azov ta'azovimo, as we'll talk about, this is also used for helping somebody with their animal. Lazelo ta'azov, to him no. So as we mentioned yesterday, the Medrash says about every one of these phrases, it's precluding how we're supposed to act with every other Jew. But with a mesis, we don't have that. Special halachas with somebody, again, somebody's in the category of a mesis, that somebody in the time when there is a Beis Din and a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence is shown and seen, and somebody still in that time tries to cause somebody else to do avodah zarah, that's where all these halachas apply. Again, the term mesis, just parenthetically, maybe we'll get back to this, Baruch Hashem, today or in the coming days, sometimes it's used not in a halachic way, but more of an hashkafic way. Somebody's mesis, somebody tries to get another person to do an avera. As we mentioned, that's lifnei iver. Or, if somebody is in a certain school, this is issues, very serious issues that hanhala of schools have to deal with. If there's a certain child in a school that is affecting negatively other children, how much responsibility does the yeshiva have, does the school have to that one child? Or do we say that he's being mesis? Now, literally, it's not about a zara, but he is being mashpi on the other children, and the issue is how much sacrifice do the other children have to give? But again, these are lemaisa cases of mesis that come up, but really, in terms of the d'oraisa, we're talking about an actual mesis that tries to get another Jew to do avodah zarah. So let's talk about what this mitzvah is about, and let's talk about and review what it's trying to preclude again. Shetiyeh sinas ha-mesis kvua bilvavenu. We should hate the mesis. And again, is this mitzvah halacha l'maisim? Is about to say yes, even if there's no mesis around. I should in my heart detest any symbol, the idea of somebody being a mesis. That's a good sinner to have. Most sinners in the world are not good to have. But this one is good. Klomar, in other words, we shall not be lenient in taking revenge, with Beis Din taking revenge on this mesis. As we know, out of all of the Ba'alei Averot, this is the only one. This is unique. The only one that doesn't have, as we'll see, Beis Din next time, the concept of Yitzilu Ha'eda, where we always try to find the benefit of the doubt, to try to be Mekel and Din, or try to find innocence, not by a mesis. By a mesis, we're always Machmir. So today's Isser is not to remove the feeling of Nekama that we want to bring onto the mesis, for trying to get somebody else to do avodah zarah. I'll call our Rasha Chashav Lashos on all the evil that he tried to do. V'yelzenemar v'losishma elav. Klomar, al tihi nishma elav. Do not be nishma. Don't listen to him. Not only don't listen to him when he tries to get you to do avodah zarah. You don't need this pasuk for that. That's the Isser of doing avodah zarah. This is beyond that. Afterwards, after he's already tried, even as we spoke about yesterday, even if he did not succeed, still, one is not allowed to listen to him afterwards. One has to not remove the feelings of nekama. So again, even though there's an isser of nekama, of being vengeful for every other Jew, when it comes to emesis, the issues of nekama have to be front and center. Good. Stop there for a minute before we get to the next part. Once nekama comes up, you know, we can talk a little bit about nekama, and as we spoke about, this is the isser of having nekama stay in your heart. Usually, as we spoke about back in Parshas Kedoshim, nekama must leave our heart. Remember the very, this is one of the more well-known Sefer HaChinuchs back in Mitzvah Reish Mem Aleph, where the Sefer HaChinuch talks about, how do I not feel or take nekama? Right? Revenge is sweet, sweet revenge. So how is it possible? What hashkafa can I have in my mind to help me not have feelings of nekama against my friend? So the Sefer HaChinuch says, Misharshi HaMitzvah, back in Reish Mem Aleph, Sheyeda HaAdam Yitein Alibo, Kikala Sheyegreo Mitov Ad Ra, whatever happens to us, from good to not good, Husiba Shetavo Allah Meitz Hashem Baruch Hu, everything is from Hashem. Every time we stub our toe, every time we get sick, every time somebody insults us, every time anything, we miss the bus, whatever it is, everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything out of our control that happens to us is from Hashem. Al kein kisheyitza areyu o yach ivuhu. When somebody pains me or hurts me, physically, mentally, emotionally, Adam Yeda Benafsho, I have to know, Ki Avonosav, Garmuv, Hashem Yisbar Gazra Lobakach. Hashem knows this is what I need in this state. Hashem knows! And therefore, V'lo Yeshiz Bachshavosel Din Komi Menu. And therefore, what am I? This guy insulted me, so I'm gonna want to take revenge from him? No! Says, as we put it then, object versus subject. As a subject, that guy at Kodesh Baruch Hu is gonna take care of. Everybody has Bechira Chavshis, and Hashem's gonna take care of everybody, including ourselves. But as an object, that happened to me, I have to try to have the attitude of, it was supposed to happen to me. I was supposed to miss this. I was supposed to be in ne'ela ve'ina olif. This was supposed to happen. Ki ha'avo, right? Because the reason things happen is beyond us. We can't ask why. We have to just react. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us into certain situations for various reasons. But that is the root reason of nekama. And then we mentioned then that maybe this is the pshat of Sheber Meir Twersky that he says in the story of Yosef, where the brothers come to Yosef, Yosef, you think I'm going to take revenge from you? No! Don't worry, I was sent here to get Mitzrayim ready for you. So what's Yosef saying? That they didn't do an Aveira? Of course they did an Aveira. They sold their brother, it was terrible. But Yosef was saying, as an object, I'm not going to take revenge from you. Because it was meant to happen as an object. But as a subject, that's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's the whole story of Yosef. It wasn't whitewashing the whole event, but he was just putting it into perspective. The Chinuch also there says, Ve'o nimsa, b'mitzvah to'elas rav. Obviously, if I try to inculcate within myself to get rid of feelings of nekama, when it doesn't have to do with the mesis, by the other 364 averos, so then that will cause less machlokes in the world. So those are the two ideas that the Chinuch mentioned back in the mitzvah of nekama. We mentioned then also the beautiful mashal of the Klayakar. The Klayakar writes, back in Kedoshim also, relating to the mitzvah of Nekama, he says, we have to realize everything is from Hashem. He says, mashal ma'adav adome. What do we usually get angry about and feel vengeful about? It's usually something that in a couple of years from now, we would not think is so important. And he says, mashal ma'adav adome. He says, Latino, you have a little child, ha'mesachik v'osa ma'isanaris, be'ezebinya. You have a little child who built something with blocks. Built something with blocks. And all of a sudden, somebody else comes and knocks down the house of blocks. Knocks it down. The child is screaming and crying and throwing a tantrum. The child thinks his world came to an end. Because to the child, this house is everything. He worked on this. That's it. But if the father's there, the father has the proper perspective. I know it's important to you. I know you worked in it. But you know what? In the larger picture, it's a house of blocks. Don't worry about it. Right? So that's the perspective we have to have about almost everything in life. Almost everything, there are some very serious issues also, Rachmana Litzlan, but about almost everything in life that we get angry about, that we feel that we want to take revenge, you know, we start screaming, somebody takes a parking spot, somebody does, you know, whatever it is, says the Sefer HaChinuch, we're like the children playing with our blocks. Kadosh Baruch Hu was looking from up above and say, come on, you're getting angry at this, this is making you upset, right? We have to really put things into perspective. The father realizes, the father sees that everything the kid's doing is childish. even the building in the future, in the first place. It's fine. But that's why so many of our actions are seen. Really, in reality, what did he do? Keino Inyan says the beautiful words of the Klei Yakar. Between Hashem and us. Because we don't have the proper perspective when it comes to spiritual matters. We think everything is valuable inherently. Somebody affects me or my body or my assets. Terrible. And I start screaming. I start screaming to my father. Right? Just like the child screams to their father. But really, Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, take a chill. Calm down. Don't worry. It's small in the larger scheme of things. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have the proper perspective in all of these ways. We also mentioned then, I don't know if we mentioned this, but to mention it now, there's the Chafetz Chaim also gives a mashal. Chafetz Chaim gives a mashal, and he says, imagine, you're looking for Shimon, and you're running around, and Reuven's running around looking for Shimon, and he goes to a group of people and says, any of you Shimon? Anybody of you Shimon? He's like, no, we're not Shimon. So, what should he do? He should go to the next group of people and look for Shimon. What if Reuven starts screaming at them, why are you Shimon? I can't believe it. Why are you Shimon? That's crazy. It's ludicrous. They're not Shimon because they're not Shimon. There's nothing to talk about. So he says, it's the same thing. He says, if we want a favor done and somebody says no, if something happens to us, if we want something done and it's not done, that's not the person that was supposed to do it. Right? Everybody's labeled. That's not the Shimon that's supposed to be here. And that's what we have to look at every event. We missed the bus, the example we gave before. We missed something. So if we miss it, so that's not the one that was supposed to be mine. So we're going to get angry, we're going to scream, so we have to try to be mitzayer this in our mind. This is even, we think that there's no specific tshuvas written about nekama, netira, anger. There is a great issue that we've all had to deal with, and Rav Sternbach has a tshuva about it in Chelek Aleph, Siman Taf Taf Lamed Beis. Everybody's ever made a simcha. When people are trying to make their list for the simcha, so what do they go through? Are we inviting them? Oh, they just had a simcha last year. Did they invite us? Oh, they invite, okay, we don't have to invite them. That's what we say. Is that nekama? Is that terrible? Is it terrible or is it not terrible? We all do it. Oh, but yeah, but that we aren't as friendly with them then. But it's on the other hand, every person, it costs more money. So says Rav Sternbach, the question is, why aren't you inviting them? Is it really revenge? Is that what's going on? Oh, they didn't invite me. I'm not inviting them. That's not what most of us think. Most of the time, it's that we don't feel so close to them. They're like people on the border. So the question is, do they feel close to us? Do we feel close to them? So the invitation is more of a reflection of how close we feel to each other. It's not nekama in that sense. De'ikar iser nekima, hukshe shimon, hayaroy lola vavloba. If you dafka don't invite him, but he should be there, that's a problem. Mishem kach nimna ruve mibnei anekima. Avokshe shimon lo bala chasunam, mibnei shino margish kol kach karov lahamazmin. He doesn't feel so close. The gam kshe ruven yizmino lo haya barlu shu yavo. I don't even know if he was going to come, even though I invited him. Rakshin, but I'm at slow. Okay, but if he comes, okay, I'll invite him too. Even though that's a reflection, it feels a little closer to me. That's not an issue of nekama. As long as it's the normal way that people think, it's not because I hate the other person or something like that. Either way, these are some issues of nekama and issues of sinah. One other source related to this, but again, we're talking about today issues of keeping nekama. So all of those examples and explanations of removing nekama and removing sinah from me, today's mitzvah is that it should not be removed. This is the one exception to the rule of keeping it when it comes to a mesas. If you look in the Archa Sadikim, whenever one wants to analyze a midah, the sefer to open up out of many is the Archa Sadikim, because his sharm are all about the midos. Shara Nava, Shara Busha, Shara Ava, Shara Sinah, Shara Kaas. Every midah is in this anonymous work from the early Achronim. So he says, Hasina, Bamida zu yesh balav. Usually Sinah is an Isser. Lo sisra zachicha bavavecha. And Sinah causes terrible averis, it causes Lashon Hara, and it causes Rechilus, and it causes Nezek, and it causes Nekim, and Tir, and it causes all the many averis. And he says, there are different levels of Sinah. I could hate somebody because he was masik me, or he hit me, or he embarrassed me. So all of those, lo yisna chaver, so if it's somebody who doesn't wait to you, you're allowed to talk. You're allowed to speak up. But the sinna that's the worst, as we know, is sinas chinam, right? For no reason. The yachriva ba'isheni, the sinna machmas kinna, he ra'mi mana, out of jealousy, v'roi la'adam li'asar asnafsha v'lisrachik mehen. So all of that doesn't have to do with us. But at the end, he talks about something that has to do with our mitzvah, and that is yesh sinna shehi mitzvah. There is a sinna that's a mitzvah. Kagon adam rasha shehna makabal tochacha. Like somebody does not take tochacha, so we have to stay away from them. Chazal say, "Yisda kol davar hamarchik osova hamono mi'avas yotzer kol." We have to hate anything that distances me and prevents me from getting close to Hashem, as it says, "Kol orach chay sheker sanesi." As David HaMelech said, "Any false path I hate." V'zeh kol gadol shi'isa adam kol dvar sheker. So, Mesis is the ultimate in sheker. Right, it's telling me to do avodah zarah. So says the Aruch HaTzaddikim at the end of Shar Shishi that we have to make sure that that sinna stays with us. Okay, let's continue a little more. The Chen Amar Zecharon Levracha says the Chinuch. Chazal also say in the Medrash, Befir Zeh HaKlal, explaining this, Michlal She Ne'emar B'Yisrael Azov Tazov Imo, since it says by a Jew, Azov Tazov Imo, which you look, if you look in the Pesukim, that means you should help a Jew whose animal is laden with a bundle, you have to help him out. V'tirgam Unkelis Mishbeik Tishbok Ma'di B'libach Alohi, Yochal Ato Zev L'Zeh HaMesas Gamkein, Tamalom Alot Tishba Alov, you don't. So now, this is already a Chiddush. The Menachas Chinuch points out, in Os Aleph, that the Rambam also quotes this, that azov tazov, the animal is, it has this weight on it. So to stay away from a mesis, even at the cost of tsar balechayim, that the animal is having difficulty, so that's a chiddush. Is this, if you look at the footnotes on the bottom, he quotes the Mishnas Chachamim. We know the Gemara talks about tsar balechayim, daraisa derabanan. The Gemara never gives a source for it, but the Gemara talks about two different opinions. So in the footnote, Nos Aleph, he says here, eat tsar balechayim daraisa, if the concept of having an animal in pain is daraisa causing that, afilu hachi achmira Torah, kdei shelo lesi lemshuche basre. Then this is an even bigger chiddush. Even though it's an isser, a concept to oraisa, not to paint an animal, but if the risk factor is that I'm going to be pulled away from God, that comes first. Obviously, the animals are tzar balechayim d'oraisa. Any other time, any other situation, you know, we chas v'shalom would want an animal to suffer. But if the risk is that the person is going to avod avodah zara, be connected to the avod avodah zara, so then that wins out. Even though tzar balechayim is a tremendous value, you might have said that also there's a chiluk here in this case. Number one is that Umazagi says here, you're not actually painting the animal. The animal's already in pain. The question is, do you have to help the animal and remove the bundle, helping out the mesis owner? So maybe that's where we would say, that's why we say it's kind of sheva al tasa. Aval, but if you did it yourself, if the animal, it happened, you're involved more in it directly, so then maybe you wouldn't go this far. But either way, that's a very important issue relating to Tzar Balechayim. Whenever Tzar Balechayim comes up, it's important to note the Ha'ara of the Rav Asher Weiss. So Menachas Asher writes, it is safer on Breishis, and it's safer on Zvarim, a number of places. He's mayor that the Gemara never gives a source for Tzar Balechayim. The Gemara in Shabbos and elsewhere says Tzar Balechayim is Daraisa. But the question is, what's the source for that? So, there are, and he quotes Kedaga Bakodesh, at least, he quotes 11 sources in the Rishonim, and the Achronim for Tzar Balechayim. The Rashi says you learn it from our mitzvah, of Prika, relating to our mitzvah, of unloading the animal, Tzar Balechayim. The Ravid quotes in Bamitzia on, where is this? The Ravid quotes on Daf Lamed Beis, in Bamitzia. Maybe it's learned from the Lav of Chasima. There's an Isra of muzzling one's animal. Usachsum Sharbadisho. In Parshki Seitze. The Ritva there quotes that maybe it's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The Rabbah quotes in Maranavuchim. Read all these deus. The Rabbah quotes that it's a pasuk from next week's Parsha. From Bilam. Where the Aton, turns to Bilam and says, why'd you hit me? Lama Zeiki says, Asor Chazah Shalosh Regalim. Why'd you hit me three times? A makar that you shouldn't hit your animals. Others say it's based on the Halachta Bidrachav. Just like God is compassionate, Racham v'chanan, so do we have to be compassionate? Chassam Sofer says, maybe it's based on the Pasuk in Ashrei, V'racham v'kol ma'asav. Answer Rashi Weiss, what is going on here? Since when do we have 42, I'm exaggerating, sources for the same halacha? Give me a source! Just give me one! What do you need 11 for? What's the message? The fact that the Gemara doesn't say it, the fact that there are so many issues, so many suggestions, that there really is no source. And the source is Ratzon Hashem, what we would call the fifth Shulchan Aruch. Some ideas don't need sources, or Hashem wants us to figure it out based on everything else. The idea that there's an isser of torturing an animal, even if it's not a separate lo saseh, that's something that we should figure out based on everything else that the Torah stands for. That is a tremendous value in the Torah. Again, Tzabal Chai doesn't mean you're allowed to kill animals. But we kill animals in the quickest way possible, in the least painful way possible. One's allowed to partake of animals. That's a mitzvah in certain cases. But either way, it's not a specific aveira noted as one of the 365, because it is one example of what he calls Ratzon Hashem. Okay, finishing up, Mishar Shia Mitzvah, the message of this mitzvah, as we spoke about already, is to be marking ourselves from Avodah Zarah, staying away totally. The chiddush of this one is that even at the risk of Tzar Balechayim, still we do it. V'dinei b'Sanhedrin, v'sharklan yadika mosan. And the rest of the dinim are in Meseches Sanhedrin. Okay, let's stop here. B'Hashem, we will continue the Mesis discussion with the next mitzvah next time.